If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good Saturday morning. We are back in the saddle. Happy weekend. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook here, Biz Talk Radio. Questions, comments, toll free at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or you can email us. That's john@gardenamerica.com. John had a restful week. He's ready to go. Took last week off, right, John?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
It's spring. Nobody takes time in our industry off right now.
That's a sarcastic way of saying that John is ever so busy. He's anything but relaxing.
Yeah, this is a really busy time of year. As a matter of fact, this coming Monday, I think, is our biggest ship day of the year so far for vegetables and,
that'd be
and
the
various items.
The 17th, right?
Yep, the 17th.
You've been teasing that date for a long time.
And hopefully everything will be ready. When we ship a lot, it means you have to plan a lot.
And, that's true.
And I think I got things planted a little tiny bit late, but things grow so fast, especially grafted vegetables. Once you get those in the ground, they just
right.
take off. We almost sold out of triple grafts. There was one combination we sold out of completely, but there's still some triple grafted tomatoes available.
Which ones were the most popular? Who sold the best? So far, the triple grafted.
The one that we're out of.
The one that we're out
but
of,
I
yeah.
can't remember. Oh, I think that was the bumblebee. The, what was it, purple?
Oh, yeah,
purple,
yeah.
pink, and sunrise bumblebee.
I was going to say the sunrise.
Yeah, we sold out of that one. But we still got the others.
So what is
And
that?
We have a lot of double grafted tomatoes. A lot of double grafted tomatoes.
Which triples are left?
Oh, Brian.
Oh, I asked all these questions. We went over this before the show.
I have to go back to the website to figure that out. Whatever it says on the website,
okay.
those are left because I took off the one that wasn't, that had sold out.
The reason I ask all these questions is because you're our first guest today, so I had a lot of questions lined up for you.
Get them all out of the way and done.
Absolutely. So hey. Go to the website. John is right. Go to gardenamerica.com. Check things out. What you see is what you get because that's what's left. As John likes to say, when they're gone, they're gone.
You know what? There's still a few strawberries left, too, Marshall strawberries and pine berries. We did, I think we send out the balance of those tomorrow.
On Easter Sunday?
Of the order. Day after tomorrow.
Day after Monday. Tomorrow. Okay, Monday, yeah. 17th is the biggest day.
Yeah. Okay. You're picking on me, aren't
you? No, I'll keep you on track here. I also want to mention, too, this hour is brought to us by Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. everybody.
So you had mentioned the strawberry, and our friend Steve Goto is in Japan right now. He's there for, I think, his parents' anniversary or something going on over there. And he had posted a picture about some strawberries there in Japan, and they were $30 for one package of strawberries. And they look spectacular.
But the taste.
But he said they weren't all that great.
We talked about that, how there's no taste to them.
Right, because Tim Watt at Plug Connection brought in a package that he had bought at the Japanese market here in San Diego. And same thing, $30 for a package. And there was only about six or seven in there.
Yeah, they were beautiful. They were like those kind of sherry berries, giant ones. They looked really good.
But no flavor.
No flavor. Well, somebody must like them.
Yeah, and I was talking... And I was talking with someone about that at the store today, or not today, yesterday, and she was trying to decide between the Sequoia and the Canalt. And I was saying the Sequoia is your big kind of strawberry. It'll grow large, but it only produces during the one time throughout the year, where the Canalt's smaller, but you kind of get them throughout the year and, you know, a little bit, I would say, sweeter sometimes because they're, I guess, easier to grow. But because I always found the Sequoias can sometimes be sweet, but a lot of times they're a little bit watered down.
Now, usually the larger they are,
the more watered
the
down,
the less sweet they are.
Yeah.
So if you were growing them, would you want to keep them smaller? Because they can get big, but that's just on their own. Do you just harvest them earlier?
No, because they've got to be ripe.
Yeah, they've got to be ripe. They're not like they can control it.
Right.
Do you want them to look good or do you want them to taste good?
No, it's usually, it's not that that if you have a large strawberry, it's not going to be sweet. It's the variety that you have. If you have a sweet variety and it gets to be a huge berry, it's still going to be sweet.
Uh-huh.
It's just that a lot of the ones that they use in the Carlsbad flower fields are grown for their size, not necessarily their sweetness, but I think they're good enough.
Yeah. Good enough.
Good enough.
But not like the Marshall. But not like the Marshall.
Not like the Marshall. And we have some left.
We do have some because Alice told me she only had two flats when she sent them down from Cottage Grove, Oregon, and we ended up with 2.5 flats.
So we have extra Marshalls.
So we have a few extras. So you can do that. By the way, back to your question on what triple grafts we have left on the tomatoes.
Okay. You've done your research.
Right. It's right here, Brian. We have the first combination we have left is black icicle, pink icicle, and orange icicle, all in one plant.
A lot of icicles there.
That's right. And we've got red brandywine, orange brandywine, and black brandywine, all in one plant. And then the last one we have is Big Zack, red currant, and gold rush.
That would be the fun one, I think.
Yeah, I think I might only have one of those left, maybe one or two.
So go to GardenAmerica.com and get your orders in quickly because they are selling out as we speak.
That's right. We do have a lot of cloudy day tomatoes left. And that's one we talked about last week. That's a great tomato for the coast. If you live in a cool area of the country and have trouble growing tomatoes, you want to get cloudy day because it's going to be extremely prolific.
How would they do along the coast?
I don't know, Tiger. How could they do along the coast?
Cool. I'm thinking cooler.
That's exactly what I just said.
No, listen. During last week's interview.
Here's what John said. They do better. They do well in cool climates across the country.
Right.
Yeah, but
cool
prior to that, I said they do great along the coast.
No, what I'm asking you here is along the coast, of how far toward the coast can you grow them? If you live along the beach, will they do well?
Well, you know, one thing that
we're on the coast right here, and we're not really at the
beach. Well, yeah, and one thing he did mention is the reason why he grew this specific one was a little bit of a shady area, too.
Right,
so they don't need as much
sun. Even inland, where you're not cool, if all you have is shade in your garden,
and you have less sun,
this would be a good variety.
Right, okay.
So
clear that up. A lot of people didn't listen to the show last week. There's always somebody new turning on the radio every 5 to 10 seconds.
You know, this is Easter week, and I should not be so irritable, so please let me apologize for jumping all over you.
You know what this is? A spirited conversation. This is a spirited conversation.
I don't know why I get so testy
You
lately.
Know what he is? He's the bear, and I poke him. I like to poke the bear. So happy Easter, by the way. Thank you for bringing that up, John. Happy Easter weekend to you. you.
Nice spring, fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great.
Hey, so you had mentioned this was one of the biggest shipping weeks, even for our friends back east. Are they starting to get their inventory in?
Right now, this is a big week for Maryland.
Maryland.
So up Maryland and North Carolina, it's going that far north. Still not New York begins taking their stuff like May 1st. Right.
That's their, you know, because they're waiting until their last possible frost, their last possible real cold spell to kind of come through before they even bring anything
well,
in.
We just got an order from someone. I'm trying to think of where it was because our last ship date's May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was May 7th, and I extended it a week this year. And this person said, please ship no earlier than May 15th. We can still have snow.
Were they in Alaska?
I'm trying to think. They might have been somewhere in Colorado.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess there's always those, you know, specific areas, no matter where you're at, that, you know, they talk about Mammoth Mountain here in California. They'll have snow all the way into July sometimes.
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, I guess it's kind of just depends on where you're at.
I remember the only time I've ever been to Crater Lake, we were there 4th of July, and the snowplow had been through, and there, on both sides of the road, the snow was stacked up about 6-7 feet
tall. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that shocking?
It was really pretty, and it was in the 70s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the snow was still sticking around. It had the streams had to be flowing then. Yeah. It just had to be melting.
Yeah, and the water was cold.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
But it was nice.
Never warms up.
Hey, quick time for the quote of the week. We'll take our break, come back with a guest, and move on this Saturday morning at 60 minutes after the hour. Do you have time, John? 30 seconds?
Well, let's do it when we come back.
All right, that's even better. Give you time to relax, stretch your legs, stretch your arms, and get ready as we continue. Again, 855-424-9825. That is our number for questions, comments to one of us or our guest. Again, that is 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com on this Saturday morning. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Easter weekend. We are stepping aside, coming right back. Garden America on Biz Talk Radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It's exactly 22 minutes after the hour on your Saturday morning. Happy Easter weekend from all of us here at Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Vagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. John's got the quote of the week, and then we'll bring up our guest.
Yeah, I thought this was a interesting quote for Easter week. And the quote is, "A man who was completely innocent offered himself as a sacrifice for the good of others, including his enemies, and became the ransom of the world. It was a perfect act." And the quote was from Mahatma Gandhi.
How about that? Where do you find these quotes? You have a whole book of quotes?
A lot of reading.
They come from everybody.
That's right. They're not Bartlett's either.
No, not at all.
I do like his pair.
That's
though.
A pair, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, our guest has been locked and loaded since the top of the hour, Tiger.
Perfect. All right, well, this weekend we're having the wonderful Chris from Christopher's Gardens in Lakeside, Arizona. And I will love to mention that I actually grew up in Lakeside, California.
Yes.
So I have an affinity for anybody from any Lakeside region. But we're going to be talking with Chris this morning because there's a lot happening in the garden centers at the moment. And so he's going to be filling us in as what's hot in Arizona and some of the products and what people can look forward to.
Tucson's hot in Arizona.
Yeah, the whole state's hot in the summertime.
Yeah, the whole thing. Chris, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. We're doing well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so give us a little bit of background about you and your nursery there in Lakeside, Arizona.
Well, I've been in the nursery industry my entire life. Grew up in Tucson, and when I was a junior in college, I started my nursery up here in Lakeside, Arizona. And 41 years later, I'm still doing it and love it.
41 years in the industry, huh?
Yes.
Did
probably
so,
longer, you know. I was reared in the business too.
Oh, your family owned one as well?
Yeah, I was actually a third generation nurseryman.
Wow, and always a nursery, or was it like a wholesale grower or farmer at some point in time also?
No, always retail garden centers.
Wow. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over the year.
Oh my gosh, yeah. From wooden flats to plastic flats.
So tell us a little bit about your garden center, what you guys specialize in, what you guys focus on out there.
Well, you were talking about, you know, the cold weather up in Colorado. We're kind of, we're 7,000 feet. We're a garden center that we have kind of a cold mountain climate. So we're really just on the cusp of coming into our season. We crescendo about, May, and right now we're still cool. Nighttime temperatures are in the 30s. So we're really just kind of preparing gardens and starting to, some people, eager beavers are getting ready to, you know, stick tomatoes in the garden, but you have to use like Walla water or something to, you know, protect your cold sets or your tender sets.
Uh-huh. And how about flowers and things of that nature? Are you guys starting to get the spring flowers in as well?
We're starting to get some spring flowers, but we're kind of leaning towards things like pansies, snapdragons, things that can handle a little bit of cold.
Okay. Yeah. You know, one of the things that drew me into your garden center specifically is, you know, you guys are kind of a fun shop as well. The town that you're in is unique and kind of has a nice little history to it. But the shop that you guys have, you walk in and it's almost like a little boutique. Who's the passion behind the shop that you guys have?
I got to tell you, I'm really, really blessed with multiple kids that are just, you know, really invested in my business. And Katrina Bishop, you know, Robin Myrick, and Devin, you know, all these girls, they really, they're the ones that have kind of really the vision in the boutique, you know, site for my business. They're constantly making me change things, and you know, I'm kind of one of the old school growers, and I just kind of let the girls have free reign, and they're doing a spectacular job around my place.
Oh, well, that's fun to have. That's fun to be surrounded yourself by people that have passion and an interest in what you're doing and kind of keep it going. You know, we're getting into spring here all over the nation, and, you know, we were just talking about it before, people's weather is starting to clear up and kind of get going. Now, out there in Arizona, I know that we just talked about you guys are in the mountains, and then we had said there's people probably getting 100-degree temperatures in Arizona
and
right now.
You said Lakeside, Arizona, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, when it comes time, you know, for, you know, your guys' seasonal changes, what are some of the biggest hurdles that you help people overcome besides maybe the eager beaver wanting to get something early? Do you guys get a lot of heat as well later in the season that you've got to be prepared for?
No, actually, we're kind of in a, like I said, we're 7,000 feet, and so we're kind of in a little resort area. All of Phoenix and Tucson come up and get out of the heat. In the summertime, if we have a 90-degree day, that's a hot day for us. So nighttime temperatures cool off. We're really in a really beautiful part of the state.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you a question, because I went to school in Flagstaff, Arizona, and you mentioned that you're 7,000 feet. I have to assume you're in northern Arizona. Would that be a correct assumption?
It is. We're actually central eastern Arizona. We're right off the New Mexico border. We're in the White Mountains of Arizona, right off the Fort Apache Indian Reservation.
Okay, it makes sense then why you're still getting temperatures at night in the 30s, because that would make a lot of sense. And, you know, people are amazed. You know, Denver's the mile-high city at 5,200 feet.
Right.
And you mentioned northern Arizona. You mentioned 7,000. People can't wrap their, you know, their mind around that. And they also, if they're not, you know, into geography, they don't realize that there are parts of Arizona that get very, very cold, Chris. Isn't that right?
Very, very true. And we're very similar to Flagstaff and you know, elevation and temperatures.
So, Chris, one of the reasons we brought you on today as well was there's some new products coming out from a company called VPG, Natural Guard, Fertilome, High Yield. Is there anything you guys are bringing into your nursery that you're excited about for the upcoming year that are going to help people with any of their either soil problems or pest problems?
Well, right now, people are kind of turning their gardens over and getting ready. And, yes, there is a product, their soil activator, which is a humic acid, is a terrific product to incorporate into your gardens, you know, as a pre-plant before you really get rolling in the season. And I've been using it for years in the garden, and it just does an incredible job. It really just kind of kicks your gardens in gear, and we grow beautiful gardens in the summertime up here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's definitely a great product to be able to use to get started on things. Hey, we're about to take a break. When we get back, we'll finish up our conversation with Chris, talking about what we're doing to get ready for the Spring Gardens and about his garden center there in Lakeside, Arizona.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Garden America taking a break. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program. program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
Tuned in to the Garden America Radio Show, heard every Saturday, 2 hours, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, John at gardenamerica.com, email questions, telephone calls, toll free at 855-424-9825 here on Biz Talk Radio. Talking to Chris out of Lakeside, Arizona. This time of the year, Tiger, springtime, what should we be doing? What's going on? And so we continue our conversation.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry. So before we went to the break, we were just wrapping up our conversation on humic acid, a product from Natural Guard called Humate, I think it is, or soil activator. And what it is it's just a kickstarter for the soil. It's not really a fertilizer. It's not a compost that you buy. It comes in a bag. It's a granule. You just mix it into the soil, and it helps that microbial life kick off and get going. And it's a great product to use right now going into the spring, because this is when we're doing our vegetable planting. This is when we're doing our flower planting. And, you know, this is the time of year when you want to, you know, kick that soil into gear. So that way, come late spring into summer, all the plants are healthy and strong. It helps plants absorb the fertilizer that you give it on later. So, Chris, is there anything else that you're looking forward to this upcoming year coming from those line of products? You know, maybe some problem solvers for people that they've maybe had new, or maybe just in general are good ones that they need to remember down the road?
Well, VPG has a great line of all new organics, you know, from neem oils and you know, Thuricide, which is, you know, Bacillus thuringiensis. They have a really complete line. So when those pests arrive, they've pretty much got it covered, as, you know, for products that you can use to, you know, knock out things that are attacking. I really like one of their products too. Right now, coming into spring, we've got, you know, everybody's feeding their lawns. We've got a lot of Kentucky Blue lawns up here, and their Green Maker fertilizer is just an incredible product. It can put green on a 2x4. It's pretty amazing.
I'll have to use that line later on. I love that. You can put green on a 2x4. So, you know, people are starting their fertilizer regime right now as well for you guys?
Absolutely. You know, right now, if you hit those lawns early, it just brings them on strong, and they just look great, you know, the rest of the season. So I love to feed on the shoulder months, you know, in October and in, you know, late February, March, and it'll really kick your lawns in gear.
Now, out in the nursery, you know, when it comes to the spring flowers, besides the basic pansies and snapdragons that you mentioned, are you guys getting any fun stuff coming up in the next few months that you're going to be selling to your customers?
Yeah, actually, our greenhouses are just packed with stuff, and we do a lot of growing ourselves, and we have dahlias do really, really well in our area. So we have a lot of dahlias in production, and they're all picture tagged, and all the big, you know, the large dinner plate dahlias, and those are kind of fun and exciting, and it's kind of unique to our operation because we grow them ourselves.
I love those dinner plate dahlias. Those are always so amazing. You know, here in Southern California, they're fun, and they do okay, but you know, they're not spectacular like some of the other places are. So out for you guys, they do pretty well, huh?
It's one that's just a blue chipper here. Dahlia, this is fabulous dahlia country in the summertime. They start blooming kind of, mid-July, and they bloom all the way into the fall. Great pickers, and they're just spectacular.
And do you guys sell bulbs or just the finished product?
We actually sell bulbs, and then we sell the finished product, too. We've got all the bases covered just because it's such a great country for them.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I hope you have a good Saturday. Are you at the Garden Center now? Are you working this morning?
We're headed there. I'm dragging my feet. I'm at the house still, but we'll be opening the gate shortly.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you have a good Saturday and have a good Easter Sunday, and have a good spring. Thanks for joining us.
You got it. Happy Easter to you guys too.
Thank you very much, Chris. Do appreciate it. So a little geography lesson when it comes to Arizona. It's not all cactus and desert.
You know, it's interesting talking to gardeners from all across the country, because you get general things like Southern California, Northern California, Arizona, New Mexico. But always within those areas, there's little pockets that are a little bit different. And,
right. Microclimates?
Yeah. And he's growing things that we would think people are growing in, Colorado or Washington or Oregon or something like that, which is kind of fun and different in knowing that you're in Arizona.
Yeah, if you closed your eyes and open it up, like you said, you could be in Oregon, you could be in Washington, Colorado, because of the geography of where he is. And John, doing some research during the interview, you said it's right next to Sholo. It's more like it's eastern Arizona toward New Mexico, right?
Right.
Central part of the state.
Right. Very close to Sholo, Arizona.
And we're big in Sholo, aren't we?
We are. We have a lot of listeners in Sholo.
Shout out to our Sholo fans.
Yeah, exactly. Go visit Chris over there at Christopher's Gardens.
It's also interesting that no matter where you are in the country, that gardeners have the same type of problems, how to make the soil more fertile, even if you're in an area that has lots of pine trees and forests and things like that. And what you were saying about humic acids is really important, because it really helps with nutrient uptake in plants. They themselves are not fertilizers, but it allows the plants to take more nutrients from the soil.
Yeah, and another product that we tout on here was John and Bob's for humic acid, right?
Right.
Right. So similar products, whether it's the Natural Guard Humate product or the John and Bob's Soil Optimizer. That's the one that's similar to the humic acid product right there.
In California, the John and Bob's product, which is in pelletized form and can easily be spread out, also helps with drought tolerance in plants.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture?
It just makes the plants more, the humic acid makes the plants more drought tolerant.
Okay.
Also helps with seed germination.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
So, if you were to have, a vegetable plot and you wanted to start them from seeds, that would be a good product to mix in.
Yeah, and I think the reason is that it works so well on seed germination is that it increases microbial activity, and the microbes break down the seed coat that has to happen before the seed itself can germinate. So as soon as the seed coat begins to break down, water can penetrate into the seed itself, and that's what makes it germinate.
Seeds are fun because they're, depending on the region that it's from, is what the seed is. For instance, the California poppy, a very hardy seed. And it's because it has to survive a very harsh environment. And so, therefore, sometimes they're not difficult to germinate, but, they're not like a tomato seed, which is, really easy to germinate, which comes from a little bit of a tropical region. And, and then you look at a sunflower seed and how it has that really hard coated shell. And then you can even take it even further and look at a coconut, which had to travel across oceans to be able to kind of do things. And, it's fun to kind of figure things out and kind of see how they go. And nature has its way of making it happen, right?
Yeah.
You know what the largest seed in the world is?
No.
It's the double coconut, which is bigger than two coconuts put together.
And that's a seed?
That's a seed.
Wow.
Yeah, a coconut's a seed.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But you find coconuts all over the world, like you said, because they just float in the sea and then land up on a beach and they germinate. But you only find double coconuts on one island in the world because double coconuts don't float.
I was going to say, that thing sounds like it'll sink.
Yeah, they don't float.
One island in the world.
Right.
And that is?
Oh, you knew that. Oh,
you said that was coming.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
I can't remember if it's the Seychelles or not, but let me look it up for you.
So that's got to be a huge, I mean, can you, they talk about when you're in a tropical area, you know.
Well, Google double coconut, Brian, and yeah. You'll see the size of it.
But, you know, they talk about when you're in a tropical vacation spot, you got to make sure to pay attention and don't, be careful walking under coconut trees because they fall and it'll hurt you. Can't imagine a double coconut falling and coming down. You know, that'll shake the ground you're walking on.
I think there's a statistic about how many people get killed each year. From coconuts falling. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's scary. You know, you got to watch out for that stuff.
And that's right, trees. Brian. They're in the Seychelles.
Look at
those
you.
Little islands in the Seychelles.
He knew it.
John's full of wonderful, useful information.
I'm looking at this picture of a double coconut, and it actually looks like somebody's butt.
Well, we can get back and talk about that even more
does.
When we get back.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, we're going to take a break. That's what the music is signifying here. Kind of come back with our final segment, hour number one. And plenty of time for your phone calls at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Here, Biz Talk Radio. Happy Saturday. And, of course, a happy Easter weekend to you. We're coming right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. While Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. This is our final segment, hour number one here on your Saturday Easter weekend at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. And we should mention that we are now Facebook Live on our Facebook page, Tiger, right?
Yeah, we're streaming live on our Facebook. So for those of you that aren't going to maybe pick us up this next hour coming up, or you just want to be able to see what we're doing.
What's going on here? Huh?
Go on to the Garden America Facebook, and you'll see it there. Or go on to my Facebook at Tiger Palafox.
Tiger Palafox or Garden America Facebook page, and you can see a live stream right now. In fact, John, you're taking a look at it on my computer, aren't you? There's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Well, it was showing you, and then I can't see what it's switched to now.
Are you switching the – are you playing director, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm playing director, producer.
Now, the one thing we are working on, too, if we get a phone call or have a guest on, is feeding the audio as well. Right now, we can't hear the other person on the other end, but you can hear us.
Yeah.
So
we're
working on it.
We'll try to repeat it.
We have a lot of
email questions.
A lot of email questions we need to catch up on.
Well, let's do it.
And I sent you a picture from Steve.
He said his roses needed help.
Right. So I didn't know if you wanted to post that picture on Facebook when we get to that question, because other people that are listening out there might have the same problem.
I tried to save it on my desktop, and it won't save. So during the break, top of the hour news, I'll make another attempt.
Well, let's take some other questions first.
Okay.
This one's from Martin. And he says, hi, John. The first two photos are from an avocado seed that was given to me. I think it's a Haas. I'm not sure.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
It's a Haas.
Oh, sure.
My question to you is, it always has plenty of blooms but has never set fruit. I think it's about 10 years old, and it's a really big tree. He's not sure really how old it is, but he thinks it's about 10. The second two photos are of a Zutano avocado, which gives fruit whenever the frost doesn't burn it back. Do I need a different type to pollinate? What's your thoughts? Oh, yeah, we live in Turlock, California.
And he's guessing that the one's a Haas.
Well, here's the problem with that, Martin. Oh, he also put in, P.S., my wife is also from Michigan, and like you, and she always agrees with your comments about growing up in Michigan. Michigan's a great place to be from.
Yeah, from.
That's good. That's very good.
So he planted his avocado from a seed, and it might have been from a Haas avocado
seed. But
that
doesn't mean that's what you're going to get.
That's not what you get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you see is not what you get when you plant seeds. So here's the problem, Martin. The variety that you have, you're the only one in the world that has that particular plant. And it may be, just maybe, a variety that needs to be pollinated by something else.
Right.
But it's not unusual for a lot of seed-grown avocados to take up to 20 years to 25 years to set fruit.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, it's so discouraging when people want to do that, because you're right. I mean, you could be waiting forever. And then there was that woman, was it a couple of weeks ago, that called and planted one from seed, and it started setting fruit, I think, at year 5 or something, she said. I can't remember. But, you know, it's just always, it's a shot in the dark whenever you do an avocado from seed.
There's that famous avocado that came out a few years ago that someone grew from a seed, and then they found out that it really did well as a houseplant, too, for people who were in colder areas. They could bring it in the winter. It was, what was it called? Kind of a weird name. Oh, Galagly. You remember the Galagly avocado?
No.
Yeah, the Galagly avocado is really interesting. The flavor is supposed to be phenomenal, beyond even a Haas.
Does it produce fruit in the house?
I think it does. I mean, you're not going to get a huge crop in the house, but it'd be mainly something to take outdoors during the summer. But anyway, so that's the deal with that, Martin. And then he also wanted to know, Tiger, about whether the Zutano needed another variety to pollinate it. And Zutanos are self-fruitful, right?
They're self-fertile, yeah. And, you know, being in Turlock, you know, you shouldn't have any problems with pollination in those areas at all. I mean, they've got plenty of stuff going on around them that they shouldn't have any problems.
That's a good variety for that area because it's hardy. You know,
so he did good. That was a good choice.
Right. The Mexican varieties of avocados are really the varieties you want to use in cooler areas. The Guatemalan types, like the Haas, do much better in frost-free areas.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, you know, the reason why is because a lot of times that fruiting cycle is going to get interrupted by a frost or something like that, and people don't think about that because the cycle on these plants is so long, months and months, that they think, oh well, I don't get frost now, and that's not going to be a problem. It's like, that's, we're not worried about now. We're worried about in 3 months from now when the fruit is just starting to emerge, and boom, it gets hit by by a windstorm, by a frost, by heavy rain.
Or when it's flowering. What's the weather like when it's flowering?
Right.
You know, are those flowers going to be pollinated? Do you remember, Brian, we had someone on our show, I'm trying to think now, maybe 5-6 years ago, who was breeding avocados in Texas. And he was growing avocados in Austin.
Wow.
And the temperature got down to 12 to 15 degrees. And these avocados grew and produced.
Wow.
Yeah, but what was he doing? He was doing something different, wasn't he? I vaguely remember
this. Yeah, he was working with cold varieties, and in his breeding, he kept trying to breed for frost resistance.
Right.
So, you know, when it got to be that cold, like he was, I think they were talking about it got down to 10 degrees one year, 12 degrees.
Wow.
And it did freeze the tree. But he just cut back the dead parts, you know, when the weather warmed up in the spring and the tree came back.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
A lot of work is done with breeding fruit trees for different climates.
Sure.
Plants that normally grow in cold climates, so they'll take more heat and grow in warmer climates, and vice versa. Plants that grow in warm climates, so they'll take cooler temperatures.
Hey, we should mention no guest is lined up for hour number 2, so we'll... We'll have strictly open phones, and of course, John's got more emails to read.
Yeah,
so
we'll finish these emails and
absolutely.
Take your questions. Give us
855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. No guest in hour number two, so it's all you and more emails, so do give us a call. News coming up on many of these Garden America affiliates, and we're back in about 6 minutes after. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, and of course, John Bagnasco here, Garden America, on Biz Talk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.